Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Because I preach this good news, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal. But the word of God cannot be chained. So I'm willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those God has chosen. If it were possible to extinguish Christianity through violent persecution, it would have been snuffed out long ago. In the last 2,000 years, the persecution of the church has simply accelerated its growth. Tertullian, an author in the 2nd century AD, wrote, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church." Most of us have no experience of violent persecution, but it's important to remember that it continues to be the experience of many Christians around the world today. Every year, thousands of Christians are killed because of their faith in countries such as Afghanistan, North Korea, Somalia, Nigeria, Libya, and Yemen. Paul was certain that, however great the persecution, the word of God could not be chained. We find exactly the same truth in the prophecy of Isaiah. God declared, "The rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry." It's the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. What an encouragement those words should be for all of us. It often seems as if people aren't remotely interested in God's word, and we can get discouraged. However, we should hold on to the truth that the word of God is alive and powerful. It's sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, as we read in Hebrews chapter 4. The conclusion that Paul drew from this was that he was willing to suffer anything in the cause of proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Nothing in the world could be more important or worthwhile than that. So let me ask you a question. How much are you willing to endure as you live for God? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you for the inspiration of Paul's testimony. Help us to be willing to serve you faithfully, however tough it might be. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.